Oh, I can tell you chilling. He's going. My man's about to hop on the line. We're going to get everything started. How you feeling today, Q?
I'm chilling, you know.
Hey, I like to see. We got some good stuff running on the podcast. Hey, man. To be real, I'm going to do a little overview. But you already know who you waiting for. Okay, stuff started without my mans. More buckets in the building. More money. Problems. More diggity. Actually, I'm tired of coming up with names. Starter. Again, you know what? We might actually do the show without him. You feel me? Nah, I'm just playing. But anyway, you already know I would. You know what, though, Sergio, right? I was supposed to start like an hour ago, but hey, it is what it is. Better late. Whoa, wow. Man, it's like that, Q. You supposed to just gloss over.
Nah, bro.
You right, you right. Accountability is key. So, nice. Have your homies
hold you. I appreciate you.
Other
nickname, which is key, but family and close friends call me key. Strangers call me
key. Oh, word? So, you key now? Like three in the key?
No, like key is like, you know how Lil Wayne got Tucci?
Yeah.
I got key. That's what all my friends and family call me key. Shit. You might hear Mo call me key sometimes.
We gonna have key, kilo, maybe kilo, gram, nigga, what we gonna call it, nigga, shit, I'm throwing it out like that, man, but anywho,
you know what the podcast name is, Ask My Kid.
Oh, hey, I like that, so, you know what, we gonna drop that link again for people when we introduce, so, with that being said, y'all know what it is, y'all know what it ain't, it's your favorite podcast, back on the mic, I got my boy in the building with me, because you know the other gonna join random and act like he been here, so we gonna let it slide when he do. Until then, I got my mans on the mic. My mans Q, aka Key. What up, though?
Chilling, bro. You know me, man.
Hey, and in case people don't know, where can they find out more about you, man? Go ahead, drop the links for or drop the tags. Do what you gotta do right now. Go ahead, give them the plug.
You can go to ttv.astronautq. That's my IG. Or you can find me on Twitter. Not on Twitter that much, but it's Astronaut Q.
Hey,
I do most of my shit talking on Twitter when I feel like it.
Hey, you know what, man? I do my shit talking everywhere. I ain't been on Twitter yet because I ain't got time. I've been talking so much other places, but only when it comes to sports. So with that being said, y'all want to hear some good talking. Y'all want to hear some bad shit talking. Overall, y'all just want to, you know, figure out more about Q. Go follow him. Once again, Q, plug him with that follow.
That'd be IG and that'd be TT. V.AstronautQ. That's Instagram, and you can follow me on Twitter as well at AstronautQ.
All right. With that being said, y'all, that's enough of the plug. I'm going to charge you next time. You already know there's no fee promo.
This
all
right.
So back with it. We go run over some good things today in case y'all was wondering. We discussed a little bit about a German discovered might be my favorite team in the whole wide world. Y'all go figure out why pretty soon. We gonna discuss a little bit of music today. We gonna go over some relationship I would say advice, but I don't know if y'all really want to listen to me on this, but we gonna talk about it, shit. And then of course get right back to sports and sex, because you know that's all I care about, shit. 90% of my conversations, look, 90% of my conversations, sports and sex, yo. But with that being said, welcome to the show. If you ain't figured out, this show is for the ignorant, by the ignorant. But it's cool, though, you know what I'm saying? Because we slightly educational, sometimes, depending on the topic. Not really, though.
Depending on the topic.
Yeah, depending on the topic. Keep your expectations low, you feel me? That way you might be surprised. But we going to get into a little bit of something. And actually, Q, you perfect person to talk about this, jumping right into a topic about relationships, because I saw a goofy ass meme. Yes, I do address some memes and shit when I see online that upset me, because shit be stupid as hell sometimes, and actually some shit makes a lot of sense. This one, I don't know how I feel about it, so I'm gonna ask you. So I saw posting some shit about some lady that was proposing to her man on a beach, which, and then underneath it, you already know how the comments was going with from the ladies.
They're going crazy, probably. Blah, blah,
blah. Well, going nuts, man. Back and forth between shit. So, I'm gonna ask you, Q, is it okay for a woman to propose to a man?
If that's what she wants to do, I mean, it's up to her as a person. It's really up to the person. It's not, I have no say so in the matter. Wow. To be honest, if you want to cut and dry, then it depends on the woman and how she feels about that man. You know what I mean?
I like the way.
Too long to propose.
Right.
And she wants to, in terms, you know, wifey nut. So all I'm saying is, it depends on the person. And it's not like every day a female is getting on her knee to propose to somebody or some shit. More than likely, it's supposed to be the dude. But in this day and age, in this standpoint, does that show independency?
Traditional.
Does that show like an independent woman, you know, not waiting on that man and, you know, pop the question? I mean, if she really loved that man and if he said yes, then there you go.
I like the way you answered that, man. The way you answer that. So I agree. Just in case y'all didn't hear the question again, my man's Mo Buckets in the dough. We just double checking because I saw some shit online with a lady proposing to a man. Ask Q, and I'm gonna address the question to you, Mr. Mo. Is it okay for a woman to propose to
what it do? Hey man, I would definitely say it's okay to let a woman propose to her man. I mean, y'all want equality, y'all can get on that. Express how you feel, you know, man.
Equal rights, equal fights. Yo, equal rights, equal fights. I like what he said.
Hey, man. Look, so y'all go from making subliminals. Y'all can drop them subliminals,
man. Y'all can definitely at least utter them words to say exactly what you want. Especially when you hint at it more as far as asking a damn question. Get married.
You might as well propose at that point.
Yeah, I understand. But you also got to understand, just in case y'all didn't understand, I said understand a lot, but liminals work, but only when niggas get hints. And you know, motherfuckers, and not niggas as in black dudes, as in dudes overall. You know, dudes do not be getting hints. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
You fuck the store right in their face, and they still wouldn't get the hint. Talk about what you mean. I know my go-to words right there.
Oh, yeah. You already know. What bro, you mean? That's the go-to. What
you mean? You feel me? And they'll tell you exactly what they mean. So, if you understand what you mean, what makes you think a motherfucker's going to understand? Let me wipe my mouth. What makes you think to understand a hint? You know what I'm saying? But both of y'all make compelling points. I'm going to just leave it at this. Go for what you want, just like you said. And everybody else judging, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But fellas, understand what she wants. That's all I got to say because, man, not everybody out here going to propose. They want some shit. They're going to be mad when you don't do it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. There's just no perfect answer.
Ooh, you must be bad lands over there, big fella. You got an EMP near you because it start going real bad. But it's all good. I'm going to keep the show flowing, and I like your answer on that one. Now, we discussed a little bit earlier about a new team that just popped in Germany. It might be my favorite team of all time, y'all. I'm going to just let you know that right now. I'm going to actually break down why, and I'm going to let y'all give me a little bit of feedback on that, okay, fellas? So, with this new team, it's actually pretty dope. It's a soccer team, that is. So y'all like to switch up sports every now and then. I don't just watch basketball, football, hockey, baseball. Sometimes I like to, you know, switch it up, watch a little bit of soccer, you know, the real football. With that being said, this team peaked my eye the other day because, you know me, once y'all figure out the details, you'll know why it peaked my eye. I like the fairness and together of this team. You feel me? So one, it consists of both men and women. That's really innovative, if you ask me. Two, the team was playing naked with numbers painted on their backs.
Hmm? Wait, what? Is this why it's your favorite team?
Chill, bro. What you saying? Y'all ain't even let me get to the... So, yes, the team was playing naked with numbers painted on their backs. Three, the name of the team is called the National Mansion. Jesus Christ, good fucking
wait,
name.
Time out, bro.
Yo, pause.
Yo. Come on, bro. And this is your favorite team. We're going to talk after the podcast is over.
Oh, yeah, off wax. Off wax. We can have that comment. You know, I'm cool with my sexuality around here. Anywho, with that being said,
I'm not following no team called Man Shaft.
They ain't even going to answer the question there. Are you? Go to a game.
Don't get me wrong. Soccer games be lit. I don't watch soccer on TV, but I have been to a few soccer games. They be active.
Niggas be full active. Speed jumping around. So just imagine that ladies out there. Oh, you know what? It's men, though. So, you know
what? Yeah, I ain't trying to see no dick flapping around on the field when they're up for
sale. Trying to keep my, you know, two cents. But you said it's both men and women. I think I'll pass.
You're right. I didn't think that all the way. I ain't trying to see the ball.
No, you didn't. Dance.
I'm good.
Yeah. I don't know. You just said this is your favorite squad.
Yo, hey, man. Hey, when I heard naked, I was like,
that pass.
Yo,
and you, he heard naked and he saw women, not knowing that it's men and women on this.
Bro, it, you know what? It didn't even hit me till right now. It just might be perverted. You feel me? So you know what? I'm gonna go to a and tell nobody. I'm gonna be like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Then, you know what I'm saying? You gotta cover all this, you know what I'm saying? See if it's worth trying
this
out.
This nigga does not answer the phone. I'm gonna assume he's at that soccer game.
Nah, that nigga. I might be actually checked into the game. Scoring a goal on the field, playing on the motherfucking field. See, Mo know me,
bro. Nah.
They about to sit on the sideline, man. So,
I ain't about to be doing all that.
Fair foul in that game.
That's a foul for me, sir.
Oh, all right. I like it. What about you, Mo? Fair foul.
I hurt, and I was the only dude to sub in. Then, yeah, fair.
Oh, see? I like him, man. I like him.
I mean, cool.
Come on, you. Get with the program.
If it's, you know, if it's,
you
if
get
it's
with the program? If it's both I can't play. Girls,
nah,
but you're on the dude squad, though.
Hey, they're all together. You feel me? I think, actually, you know what's crazy? One team playing a bunch of Jersey teams. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think the whole naked. I just think the team itself isn't required to wear clothing, which is fucking dope. I mean, yo.
How? Freedom. Wait, freedom. How?
Freedom. Freedom.
How? Right. Freedom. I don't know. You know, this is another country. Freedom. I live here. So
freedom. That's what I'm saying. Freedom. Fuck it. Let it fly.
It is freedom. Let it fly.
Freedom tits. Do what you gotta do, man. You just gotta be real careful, man, because sports, sheesh. That's all I got to say. That ball.
I'm all for freedom
ball,
tits. Ooh.
Yo.
But them niggas need to put on shorts to hide them dicks, because I'm not with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the way you said that, man. That was clutch, bro. We're going to leave it at that note. You feel me? That's what we're going to do. Another thing that happened recently, we will get into that since we're on the topic of sport right now. So, what's your favorite football team, Q?
I'm an Eagles fan, bro. I'm from Philly, remember?
I do remember, man. I remember when they Super Bowl, bro. We ain't gonna talk about the previous Super Bowl they made, but the most recent Super Bowl, y'all did y'all thing. Niggas was out there eating hot dogs. Was that one of your peoples? Was that one of your bulls?
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Bro, you saw the celebration where the dude ate the horse turds. I know you.
I ain't seen no horse turds. Oh, I saw the celebration of Philly going active downtown.
Bro,
I didn't see none of that.
It was in Philly. You had people hopping on, falling off. You have motherfuckers dancing on cop cars, and then one of
my
those
question,
like,
whoever ate the turd, was he white or black?
We ain't even gotta ask that question.
All right, so you know, damn well, I didn't see it.
We just gonna leave that up to the audience guess. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna even ask that question.
You already know what my guess is, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Bro, we got the same guess, man. Me, the audience probably got the same guess. I know my nigga Mo remember. Hey Mo, you remember when Philly won the Super Bowl and that dude was eating the horse turds?
Yeah, bro. That's Q, folks.
If he was white, that ain't my folks, bro.
I tried to tell him his folks, man, but hey, it is what it is.
What he say? He be joining on Ace to awesome. How far Philly is, man. Y'all
nah,
is nah, old,
nah,
man.
Nah, nah, nah,
hey, I never met two Philly niggas.
That nigga by himself. Because I ain't never eat no horse shit.
On that.
No, we are
extreme
not.
Over
what's
a
up with Philly dudes? Y'all never get along.
That's not true.
Man, I met several Philly dudes out here, and none of them got along. You and Ace was first, to be real. Y'all actually.
Every nigga I met from Philly, we chilling. We was chilling.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe them niggas had some beef. I don't know. I don't be on beef, bro.
Shout out to your respect. Shout out to beef. That's the word of the day. Because T.O. was on the podcast recently talking to Shannon Sharp, and they started asking about celebrity boxing. And T.O., of course, went right back to it and said, if there's anybody he wants to box straight up, y'all already know who he picked, Donovan McNabb. For y'all don't know, I'm talking about Terrell Owens, the one star wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, said that he wanted to box his old quarterback, Donovan McNabb. Now, me being me, I'm like, yo, that sounds dope. But then at first I got to thinking, two dudes in their 40s still want to fight each other. Fair or foul? Fight at that age.
That's fair. Vander Holyfield is trying to get back in the ring.
I mean, I'm not scrutinizing anything at all. I like both men, but I'm going to say it. That nigga McNabb is probably somewhere ducked off, regretting a lot of shit, pushing at least like 250, like at least like 350, 400 pounds right now.
Yeah, he's big.
He's probably in no shape to get in the ring.
I seen him at a club in Scottsdale like 2-3 years ago. He was a big bull, I'll tell you that.
He was always big, though. That nigga was never little.
Yeah, that's facts. So, you say it's fair.
And,
Bo, you
and
say
he was
foul.
Getting fat on the team.
Yeah, shit, he was making fun of T.O. for doing
that's
sit-ups.
What I'm saying, man.
Maybe
like,
he should have been doing
my man
sit-ups.
Was out of
you
shape. Like, he was already closed the door before the league did.
Jesus, hey, well, it is what it is, man. Sometimes you need a husky QB. You feel me? You the type of soup he was eating, that Campbell's chunky. Come on, man. We ain't gonna make
shut
fun
up.
Of him. You feel me? He was eating the thick soup, nigga. Shit, what you expect?
I don't, man, so was Troy Polamalu. Grunk was in those Jones too.
Damn, all big dudes. I'm saying. So, hey, it is what it is. All I got to say, just thinking about that subject of these two old trying to fight each other, they got to chill out because I'm with what Mo said. Donovan McNabb probably somewhere chilling. He already told T.O. to do like the chick from Frozen and let it go. I think he just really need to at this point be like, it is what it is. Now, I will also say, just to make it fair, T.O. did say that he would box Brandon Marshall too, and I think that's hilarious.
I'd watch that.
Marshall got some issues in the head, so I think that actually be a good one. So hey,
they both
shout out to T.O. man. Yeah, you right. Shout out to T.O. man. Shout out to him keeping it real.
So you're not to interrupt, fellas, but that might be security. A little dangerous. Both of them got issues, and it might be a lot of headbutts thrown around between T.O. and Marshall.
Nah, man. Cinco, maybe. You know that nigga be headbutting, but
Ocho did his boxing debut.
Hey, that's his right-hand man, bro. I already know they be teaching each other techniques, and they ball-headed niggas, so you can't tell me otherwise.
That's he probably want to fight him for Ocho. You know how that goes. When your homie can't beat him up, then your other homie want to fight him type shit. So shout out to the homies who got the homies back when they know their homies can't fight. Y'all are real MVPs.
I don't know too many homies that can't fight.
Bro, man, shit. Dang. Shout out to you blessed, man. I ain't gonna call nobody out. I just tell all the homies be boxing, you feel me? That's all that matters. I know a lot of dudes that carry guns. That's all I got to say. He's not trying to fight.
I know a lot
nobody.
Of niggas who can fight and carry guns too. It all depends.
Hey,
on
that's
who
clutch is. That's clutch, man. They ain't scared to do both, man. I wish everybody was like that. Moving on. So I have to tell y'all motherfuckers about that. I went out to this one bar with one of my homegirls, cause y'all know. Shout out to me, Jay Lasso. Yes, I shout out myself. When I go
that's
on dates,
conceited like, shit, and he be calling me light skin.
Come on, bro, chill. Don't even worry about it, man. We just gonna gloss.
I don't know, man.
We gonna put it in the box. You feel me? We gonna put it in the box. So hey, shout out to you. If y'all got that movie here, y'all dope. If you did, shame on you. But anywho, back to the story. So went out to the club one. This had to be a long ass time ago. I wouldn't even call it a club because I went to this one bar and it was actually pretty dope because they had a bunch of video games, bunch of drinks, bunch of people. It was dope. It was back when you can be around people and not have to worry about too much of germs and shit. Just make sure
downtown?
Yeah, bro. It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope.
Was it downtown?
That nigga went to Cobra.
Shit, I don't even know where it was at.
You was at Cobra Bar.
I was high as hell, bro. I mean, alleged. I was fucked up. That's all I'm going to say. That way you can fuck
up. Said allegedly. Hold on. You can't say I was a high as hell. They're going to say allegedly.
I said alleged. Then I switched it up to fucked up. That way you can kind of come up with whatever concoction you want when it comes to fucked up. That could mean anything. You feel me? So anything. Back to what I was saying. So we went out to the bar. Bar was dope. Went out on shorty with me. Now, when I was with the shorty, things was all got into the fucking... We got into the bar real smooth because, you know, people at the front door knew who I was, which is actually pretty dope because I didn't know who the fuck they were. But apparently they seen me work out somewhere that they was at, which was cool because homie was huge as fuck. So shout out to him. Anywho, back to that. So we get in the bar. Next thing you know, I hear somebody, you know, with a deep ass voice talking about, yo, what's up, shorty? So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's going to be one of them nights. You feel me? So turn around. Guess who's hugging up on my shorty? Some fucking NBA, WNBA looking chick. I should say, because bitch, like, I ain't gonna disrespect her like that. Shorty looked like she was fresh out the WNBA, all types of tats and all types of shit like that. Look, damn near like Wiz Khalifa. I knew, man. I had to do a double take. So I'm thinking, like, all right, cool. That's what's up. Shorty got some cool homegirls. Feel me? So that was one. 5 minutes go by. Another dyke chick walks up, do the same thing. Like, yo, what's up, Shorty? Give her a little hug, kind of grab on the cheeks like a nigga would do. Shout out to her. I would, feel me? I did the same thing when I hugged her. Yo, shout out to her. God, shit, she know the moves, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right, that's two. That's fucking hilarious, you know what I'm saying? So we over here doing our thing on the video games. Next thing you know, another one walks up. It's like, oh, okay, I see you got you a little boyfriend now. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? All right, man. So it dawned on me. Shorty was by. So
she was hanging out with the Cookie Monsters, bro.
Oh, yeah. So fair foul. Actually, fair. I agree with you say fair foul because it's fair to do anything that you want to do. But should fair. She have disclosed that she was bisexual? And I'm going to open this up with you, Q.
She don't have to. She don't want to. Man, that's her fucking her life.
Okay, man, shout out.
It's fair. It's fair. She don't, I mean, it's not necessarily, I mean, like, what she do with other women? Were y'all together? Like, were y'all dating? Like, y'all, that was your girl?
Nah, it was just some shorty I met trying to, you know, get to know
that's
shorty.
Fair. What's up. Maybe it's both. Fair. It's fair. Now, if it was somebody that you were dating and that was your girl and she didn't tell you, that's a conversation y'all could have. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you could have told me that you used to do this and that and the third. Cause y'all in a relationship, but is it just a shorty that you're trying to get at, and you got some random John stuck in head? Nine times out of ten, bro. This is just me thinking. Yeah, she might have been fucking with some dyke Jones, but it might be a pretty gay Jones that she's messing with too. So I'm trying to finagle a threesome. That's just me though.
I'm saying is, yep, I like the way you think it. We gonna flip this question over to Mo. Should she have disclosed it?
Bro, you know, it's all fair. Like he said, like, did it perfectly. Y'all just, you know, bull it. Y'all trying to get to know each other. She ain't got to go down her list of bodies or whatnot.
You know, facts. Yeah.
That's her business.
Yep. I like the way y'all thinking. And the only thing about me is, yo, the only thing that hit me late is she suggested this place to go. So what I'm thinking is, you know, all these ex-niggas there, or ex-women. I don't know what we got to call them. I don't want to disrespect anybody today. So
ex-Johns.
There you go. Because a John can be anything. I fucks with you Philly niggas, bro. All the ex-Johns all in one place and me. I feel like the disclosure, then, yo, I've been here before. You might see some folks I know, but it's all good. They are women. I would like, oh, hell yeah. But, yeah, with that being said, I would like to say, yo, the one that said
you're
little
still missing it a little bit, bro. Still missing inside that box, man. She took you to a place where she was comfortable, my G. That. She was trying to hook, line, and sink your ass to, you know, run that third party. She already know what probably. The other motherfuckers is like. So she's trying to see if you was on game or if any of the ones that she fuck with.
You could have got extra women.
Maybe, but the only problem is all three of them were swollen than me, so I'm straight. You feel me? Like, I'm good. I'm trying to be the manliest man in that one. You feel me? So,
see, and there you go. Is, that's you why, know? You know, you did what you're supposed to do. You peep situation. It wasn't for you, so you ain't even give her no hint. So, my boy.
Yeah. Now, what you are saying is very, very fucking dope. Very true. Now, I do want to flip this one because y'all know me. I like to look on the other side of the scope. Can a guy be bisexual but not tell his lady?
No, that's a foul, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you putting the words in there that make, you know, that you have to look at the statement, like, you know, for what it is. You said that's his lady. Like, so if she got a title as his lady, then hell yeah, boy, you out there doing some weird ass shit like that. You got to put your lady on game so she can at least take care of herself, like, internally, you know, sexually. Make sure she's getting the checkups that she needs to do to protect herself and vice versa.
Shout out and get some checks. Y'all know how we get down right here.
That's a foul, bro. You can't be on the DL and got to join.
Yeah, ultra foul.
Out there barebacking this shit.
Now, I mean, see, if it's not even like the DL, you can't even call it the DL, though, like you said. Now, if that's your lady and she got that understanding, then that's what y'all relationship is. That's what y'all got the understanding for. But that also gives her the option to take care of herself and you as well. Make you sure you're getting your chuck up. And
but he said he didn't tell her, though. She found out. Like, he didn't tell her. You found it's out. So alleged. To me, that's like you trying to be on. It's allegedly, but to me, that's like you hiding some shit. About
nobody. Yeah. Well, right, back to yourself. Yeah, I like what y'all saying. I get what y'all saying. The way I look at it is, one, I think a lady would even accept a guy being bisexual. First off, she goes.
Not true, bro. That's not true.
Bro, stop it.
Not in this day and age.
Stop it. No, a lady automatically think that dude is gay. Hell no, I don't want to hear. We need. All right, you know what? This is a conversation. We need to continue later with a lady on the track because I know for a lady don't think a dude is gay if he likes a dude.
You can't, you know.
You can't have no bias lady.
You can't have a lady that see our viewpoint.
What's a biased lady? What? We gonna get the post from women. How about this? I'll post it as a poll. We're gonna get the post from the women and then we're gonna see what they said. Feel me? We'll see how it comes out.
Yeah, just because I'm not defending anybody, but I would definitely say I could see more women defending that because of the sexuality, meaning that they're wanting to explore themselves. Women necessarily just giving them like, you know, saying that they are creatures of something that they not, but most of them want to explore. They don't want to be locked down. They say men are them looking in the mirror. They just put that stuff on a man so that they're not carrying those in. But yeah, women also
call a lot of dudes hoes and be saying they for the streets nowadays. I'm like, what? How dare you? But anywho, the audacity. Let's back to what you were saying. Go with what you're going with, bro. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry, bro. My bad. I didn't mean to cut your flow off, bro. I just liked what you were saying right there about people be projecting themselves onto people when they be talking about people sometimes. Shit, bro. That's an excellent key point.
Y'all good. I know how it is. I'm but more than a guest, bro. This is Jay Show. He always cutting people off. There's nothing.
To you for accepting your boy, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm going to put that on the poll. One, I don't think a dude can be bisexual because I don't think women... Wait, first off, you can be what you want. Woman wouldn't accept that. That if to them, once you didn't experiment with a dude, you gay. Nothing wrong with being gay, but to them, that's how they
it's your preference. Say what y'all want to want,
but man, these women out here ain't slick because they automatically thinking most dudes is gay. Like niggas be playing Call of Duty too long with a dude, and you automatically get roasted. So
that's not true though, because it's women on the six now too. So.
Handful.
There's women on the sticks.
Handful.
It's not even a handful. It's a lot of them out there. Half of them don't talk because the reason why I say it's a lot more out there because we don't know these gamer tags. Half of them could be girls and the reason why they don't speak. Hence, because niggas is weird on Call of Duty. They say weird shit when niggas talk.
Facts. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, you ain't even lying right there. Game chats be ridiculous, bro. That's why I be you niggas. All right, y'all. Let's get back to the topic, y'all.
Weird shit.
Nah, that's real though. And that's why I like the way y'all think about shit. I'm gonna put it on a poll. We gonna find out if women can accept a man being bisexual. They look at him as just straight up gay. But once again, to anybody that's in any of these situations, we're not making fun of it. We're just addressing it. Please don't take it anywhere. And if you do, please speak to our HR department. Nah. They go speak to our HR department. That's my nigga Chop. How far they get with that? Moving on. This one might wrinkle a little bit of fellas or. There's fellas. Actually, it might wrinkle the fellas too, actually. So, I don't know. Sometime last week, a couple people was posting some random ass picture, like some motherfucking somebody posting some poses like they were pregnant and shit. And I was like, oh, that's tight. You know, shout out. I'm thinking, you know, somebody's daughter is having a daughter. And then I took a closer look and find out it was Lil Nas X. So, that being said, you know me. I don't really care about that. I like to see what the peoples is talking. I like to get the pulse of the people and shit. So go to the comments. You feel me? And man, was they wilding out in there. So I figured, why not address it to movies? So big deal or no big deal? this young brother posing like he's pregnant and putting it all over the internet like that?
None of my fucking business.
I love it.
No,
yep, we don't. To say, I'm on the mute mode, and I already know why you saying that, because one, it's somebody else, so it's all good. What you think about it, Mo?
I mean, you know, tiptoeing and that shit. I try to mind my business because I got kids, but I will say this: being a parent is foul because you are a black male, and on top of that, you're showing other black males to be feminine. You're teaching them to go out and take away from some from a woman like that. That's not going religious, but that's something that a woman can do.
A woman.
That's, you know, that's, you're supposed to have that. That's something that you can't take from that. So men that even have that obsession with pregnancy and want to be pregnant and want to cut out a woman for all that, I mean, you have a mother. Like, what would you, like, how would you feel if you just, you know, somebody was taking that glory away from your mom, away from your sister? Like, that's foul, man.
I'm sorry, I just got back in. My bad, I had a lot of connection real quick, bro. But yeah, you was making some great points, and I love what you were saying there about the women. And that's the point, actually, where I think I'll probably leave it off as is, as a fellow, I don't really care. I just feel like if women, because that's what I saw a lot was within the women, too, talking about no man could never handle or bear what we go through when it comes to pregnancy. And I saw a lot of moms talking under that, and that's what I'll kind of lean towards. And that's why also I don't really, you know what I'm saying, make no big deal out of shit. Because, yo, like, I get it. Do what you got to do for attention. That's why we're not going to give you as much attention as you probably want, you know what I'm saying? But I will shout out to the moms. And I like to use this point to shout out to the women that can no longer have kids because of either accidents, fucking cancer, all types of crazy shit. I know a lot of people,
you know, what have you,
exactly. When it comes to reproductive, got issues and stuff, and some of them might not have issues. So some of their children that they do have are considered blessings, and the ability to have children is considered blessing. So I ain't gonna poke fun at none of that, and I feel like no dude should poke fun at none of that. Do what you gotta do to make you, you know, happy. You feel me? If you wanna post some fucking pregnancy pictures, post some pregnancy pictures, you know what I mean? Like, do what you gotta
do. He's his own man. He can do what he want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what
and
I said.
Also, and also, sure, believe it was for a promotional stunt too. I think it was a promotional stunt. I think he has an album coming out, and I think that whole term of him doing that baby thing is just like him birthing an album. But still, I agree with most said. But like I said, at the end of the day, none of my fucking business.
Him birthing the album, that was smooth as hell, man. You need to be a motherfucking PR dude, bro. You got some skills, I tell you that, Q. So shout out to you. Shout out to people who's unopinionated about stuff. I love that. That's a great way to remain in this day and age, to keep yourself from having headaches, to keep yourself from worrying about what other people is thinking or saying or replying to some bullshit. Because I see a lot of people get into arguments usually online, which is why I stay off. But I see people getting arguments over bullshit, over somebody else's bullshit. Like, come on now.
Before we leave this topic, I'm not arguing with nobody about a fucking celebrity. And this is why. Because one, that's a whole nother fucking person. And two, why are we arguing about a whole nother fucking person that doesn't even fucking know us? They don't give a fuck about what we talking about.
It depends. I'll argue with niggas over Kanye West because that nigga's retarded. I can't say that. That dude is terrible. His music is terrible. His mindset is terrible. And I think his new fans are highly hypnotized. And if you want to talk about sheep, Jesus Christ. But with that,
but see, that's your opinion. Do I listen to Kanye anymore? The last time I listened to Kanye was the fucking graduation,
and that's why I'll gladly any talk. Hey, same here, bro. I think I probably listened to what's the word?
808 and Heartbreak.
Yeah. Love Lockdown. That shit had like a couple like bangers. Yeah. That shit was okay. It was okay for auto tune at the time. It was okay. It didn't age well at all. I will say, at the time, it was cool. His other stuff pre that aged very well. Classic, all bars, all bangers. Anything he made after that is just a little bit for me. But
I really people didn't call him Pablo like that.
People call him a musical genius, and
he is. Now, and by his rights, he's a great producer. A lot of people use his beats. A lot of people do go to him to get beats made, and that adds standpoint. I can't take away his music talent because he is gifted. He's a gifted man. But on the other hand, the shit that comes out of his mouth, yeah, that's where he loses me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and this whole Donda thing. Now, I'm not going to disrespect Donda the album because, one, Donda is his mother's name, and he named the album after his mother. So I won't disrespect that because that's his mother's name. Did I listen to Donda? No, I didn't listen to it. But I respect that he put his mom name up there because he loves his mom. You already knows that Kanye loves his mom, and I think everything went downhill when he lost his mom. That's just me personally. That's my opinion. Y'all can take it how y'all want. I kind of don't give a fuck. That's just me.
Nah, nobody gonna take an opinion anyway except for people on Facebook. You okay?
I'm not talking about you, niggas. I'm talking about people who listen.
Oh, bro, we only get like 6 listens. You'll be okay. My mom won't be mad. Shout out to everybody else.
I'm not talking about your mom. I'm talking about if we put this out and say I put this out and we get views. I'm talking about people.
Oh, yeah, we will. I just like to make fun of the fact nobody listened to kind of settle people's nerves. Now, I'd be mad people talking shit about this. But, hey, it is what it is. We get canceled a lot, so hey, it goes right along with our flow. And he said, I'm going to reply to what you said because I love how you said he named it after his mom. Shout out to all mamas. Y'all know me. I love my mamas. I love y'all niggas' mamas, too. And baby mamas, y'all know I love y'all. So with that being said, shout out to mamas.
This nigga's ignorant.
Shout out to mamas. But don't be using your mama's name as a fucking ticket to try to scoop in some weak-ass music and try to mama support it because your mom... Nah, I don't want to hear that. Just because your mom's name...
I didn't support the album. I didn't listen to it.
That shit was whack. Oh, not you. You good. I'm talking about Kanye. I know how niggas... Niggas is slick. They be trying to, like, either do certain things to kind of brush in some... Nah, bro. I get it. You named it after your mom, so you think everybody gonna support because your mom's... But, bro, substance matter. And when I looked at this, it was 28 songs. 30 of them was named Jesus something. I'll say that shit for a random Sunday, maybe. And hopefully I don't notice that it's on. Hopefully I'm having like a conversation with somebody and it's just playing in the background. You know what I'm saying? If I actually do it, I might throw whatever the fuck that actual music is playing off of right out the window. Moving on. Shout out to Kanye. Shout out to
Quentin. Real quick.
So oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm gonna do it quick, bro. I got you. So is it fair to say that his Donda album is not like what people are looking for? I'm not defending it. I listen to it. I have my own views of Kanye. I'm definitely on there with you. I've lost a lot of respect for that man. His music has went tremendously downhill, at least for me and my taste. But I would say
I agree with you.
The new age listeners and the point on his new fans. Do you feel like this is more of a... No, I don't want to use the word sellout because it'd be so hard, so harsh. But do you think like he's just giving up on that old Kanye way he references and it's just this new, I guess, like, you know, saved Ye? Like you said, there's 30 songs of Jesus. You know, and that's why I was lost, why people wanted to, you know, compare the two albums. And Yay, because they're totally different.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
Like they're totally different. The messages are completely off.
Can I step in?
It's like comparing Lil Baby to Kurt Franklin or something. Like that Drake is on his, you know, summer anthem, club banger, kind of back to the lover boy shit. And
I'm glad you mentioned Drake.
You know, more so.
Hold on, I'm gonna chime in. I'm gonna chime in.
Spiritual being and his mom. Yep. Like,
I didn't forget you, Q. I got you.
Either way, like you said, they're just totally different. I don't think that they can be compared.
Yeah, Kanye's on that spirit tip, so I give you that. Totally different genres. Great point that you made, Q.
Now, I'm going to make this quick. The reason why they are comparing
gotta make it quick. We got
it's because these niggas are beefing. That's why they're comparing the two right now. And not only did he know when Drake was going to drop his album, that's why they put it out at the same time. And now with Certified Lover,
the thing that we can talk about, because I don't see a beef.
Yeah, I think they're just two grown men bitch. There's a beef,
but there's a lot of slick, like, you know, sneak dissing and all that nut shit when... You know, whatever. But back to Certified Lover Boy.
All I got to say.
I listened to half of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I mean, I fuck with Drake. Yeah, he cool. But to be honest,
it's a mid album.
I was bumping that Big 30 tape.
Yeah, there you go. It's me, though.
Drake's album. I see you. You're a little different, man. I like. I'm bumping a lot of Boldy James. That's the last free promo those dudes get. But anywho, with that being said, like, I get exactly what you're saying, man. With the pettiness, there is some drama there. There's way more drama and really the drama pillow talking. But there shouldn't be any beef between Drake and Kanye. Like, well, yeah, that's actually where it should be, but Drake still hasn't, to me personally, responded to Pusha T, so he shouldn't be saying anything to anybody.
That's what I mean, going off of what you're saying, to me, there's no beef. The Drake and Kanye thing, it's not beef. It's more so subliminal messages that we as non-celebrities, we as people that don't hang out with them don't really know.
I mean, the only thing,
listening to the whole thing he say, she say, the only thing that I'm going to ride out with and literally have some type of words with another nigga if we in the same situation.
It's them.
Like, bro, you song that niggas was referencing that you smashed my wife. That's it. Like, any other thing is he say, she say, oh, you mad because one of my artists rapped on a beat and dissed you that I produced? Well, you literally work with other artists, mingle and rub shoulders with other artists that are fake in the industry that are, you know what happened?
Nigga, the whole industry
thing. This is life. And then you in a different type of world. Like, y'all, exactly. So y'all in an industry where y'all have to, y'all are above us as saying the people. Like, y'all
above us, but y'all gotta do all these crazy get us to keep, you know, making you rough.
Yeah, I think it's all a ploy for us to listen to both of their music.
Exactly.
There's no beef.
It's, you know, these niggas are, you know, high-fiving each other and
two grown ass men being petty.
Closed doors, bro. These niggas are millionaires.
Just sneak and listen to their music to see if they dissing each other and shit. It's actually great. It's great. So I'm glad that we're on Drake topic right now.
But shout out to Drake. This is us looking at from the outside. We don't know what the fuck really going on. So I mean, yeah. I kind of don't give a fuck either. We do this because we're new media.
I could get back into details, but I hate it. But y'all know me; I follow up with shit. I love like LeBron James produces, and he did address like a lot of shit, and it's more so because of pillow talking. Once again, like Drake and Kanye moment in Wyoming, when Drake went over there and told fucking Kanye some real life shit, opened up to him, thinking they about to make music, and they never even made music. And instead, Kanye just told all that shit to Pusha T, and then Pusha T rapped about it and exposed the kid, talked all that bullshit. So really, that's where it stems from, to be real.
And but you know what? I'll give him.
It is
that.
What it is.
Because that Pusha T tried to say, and I know this is all old, and we just going over some shit that nobody really knows. But I would definitely say
I definitely believe more on
Kanye told or Kanye leaked.
Yeah. Hey, he was just being petty. He's like, hey, man, guess what I heard? And then you already know Pusha T don't really like them niggas. Like, Pusha T.
That stems back from Young Money days when him and Lil Wayne was going at it.
What it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Dad, what's the point of going at Lil Wayne? Like, Lil Wayne don't got his ghostwriter no more. And he ain't got the same cloud. It's all good. So, shout out to them. I do want to talk about this because we are on Drake. So, as you said, he did some new music. Shout out to his songs and his albums. I don't know the name of it, but I heard it's pretty solid. Now, here's the thing, though. Everybody that I see been talking about has been fellas. I've been, seeing a lot of dudes, and they judging them. This whole lot of dudes online and all over the place asking me if I heard the new Drake. And some of the ladies that I know and train don't even mention it, which I would normally expect. So, with that being said, okay for dudes to go hard body for Drake like they are recently.
Before I give my answer, I do want to say I saw a tweet that had me weak. They said Drake fans are light skinned niggas with daddy issues. That shit had me weak. That shit had me weak.
Oh, you might ruffle some feathers. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying to mess around. You know,
look, I say what I want. I say what I want, bro. What you gonna do? Get mad? It's my fucking opinion. If you can't take it, don't listen. Because I can take the heat. You can talk about me all you want. You know what? At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you think or have to say about me. Because I'm gonna live my life. Because no matter what the fuck you do, people are either gonna love you or hate you. No matter what you do, so live your fucking life.
Don't even worry about when it comes to people loving or hating. Bam. I like the way you think on that. But yeah, I like that also tweet that you saw. I might need that so I can post that later, make it look like it's mine. I hate when people do that. Be fucking reposting a viral tweet, typing it up under their shit on like fucking shit. Nigga, we saw that shit. But hey, back to the real shit. So now, is it okay for dudes to go? Actually, I'm gonna just say that. Is it okay for dudes to start body like they have been for Drake?
That's a like I'm that's like a foul. Niggas is gonna hate me, but I don't give a fuck. It's a foul, bro. Like, damn, man. This shit is called Certified Lover Boys, and yeah, you got niggas talking about the album more than women. And that's nigga Drake is talking about women.
That's the name of the album. I thought that was like Certified Lover
Boys. Bro, he has the pregnant emojis on album cover. No, nigga, that's the name. It's called CBL. CLB, Certified Lover Boy.
I thought that was like a brand or something. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so
I had to literally reconnect, fellas, so I'll do a
podcast. No, I'd be like that, man. So you didn't miss too much. We were just addressing the fact that Drake dropped some new music, and I've been hearing about it a lot, but more so from dudes than women. So is it okay to vouch hard body for Drake? We're going to flip that question to you, Mo.
Oh, you know how that go, bro. You know exactly what it's simp season, man. It's the same season. It's coming off the summer, man. Coming off the summertime. A lot of niggas done lost their female. You know, they in their feelings. They all, man. Drake, I will say this. My man puts out seasonal music for a reason. And he know who his audience is, man. It's not these women. It's these dudes out here simping for that. They in their feelings just like him. It's a lot more of them walking around than these women.
I fuck with Drake.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm not about to listen to
Certified Lover Boy while I'm working out.
I'm a I would say like, I'll listen to that if I got a female over. New day and age, because now it just seems like more dudes is messy than females. Like,
facts.
You know, they into more of the gossip. They into more of the, like, we was just saying, you know, the
niggas do be pillow talking to.
So, motherfuckers want to do their research on stuff like that, but, you know, won't research how to, you know, better themselves. But they can tell you exactly, you know, from start to finish what's going on with Drake and Kanye, but they can't tell you what happened in their own relationship because
how to get an LLC
fold some laundry, how to do laundry, how to cook a meal for their damn self.
The only thing they know how to turn on is the game and their phone. That's powerful, fellas, and I hope y'all start learning how to do shit for yourself. Start doing shit for yourself, man.
Oh, you already know how I get down.
Because I'll tell you right now,
that's the best.
You want to feel like you, Drake? You want to feel like you, some of these celebrities? Make yourself useful, nigga. That's it. These men are useful to these women. And how are they useful? Because they're money. They're looking at a bag. They don't care if Drake can cook. They don't care if this nigga can do anything else other than get on the microphone, because he can take care of his family through his work. That's it. Again, they don't care what you're doing as long as you can maintain something as a man and support somebody, meaning yourself. If you can support yourself and can't nobody disrupt the flow of you supporting yourself, you've already won the game. You don't need nobody else. For you to have somebody else is your choice. So then you're going to start picking them instead of being chosen, bro.
Exactly. And real men, like you said, to summarize what you're saying, real men don't need people to be always handling. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you just got to be able to handle your because you're going to take care of somebody else. Come on now. Like, that's just not how that works. You feel me? And say what you want. Most men are lead of households. And yes, there are some households that are led by women. And shout out to but that's not the majority. That's the minority. The majority. Make yourself useful.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Start learning how to do shit. You know what I mean? Shout out.
And break down into categories. You can do that. Men can run the household. Women can run a household, or it can be equal. They both.
But to address, to address back to the Drake stuff, because I vouch for Drake. Vouch for whoever the hell you want to. Do what you got to do. I'm going to also take cues from both my gentlemen here that's joined me on the podcast. My man's Mo, my man's Q. One. All right, y'all, the weed hit me. I forgot what y'all said. My bad. All right, so this moving on.
Nigga.
Moving on. Yeah, just move on. I totally forgot what Bo just said, like, right now.
How
like,
he did that, though. That was cold.
It's fucked
up. It was crispy.
Right. It was crispy.
No, I'm giving you your props. Nigga, it's actually pretty cool.
I forgot. But it's the weed.
Yo, man, I appreciate the props. Be like
so I like how you dipped in between segments. Let's go.
Yeah, be like that sometimes, man. I totally just forgot. But hey, it is what it is. But you know what it is and what it ain't? The Matrix trailer. Did y'all peep that?
I watched it. I don't know how I feel about it. They need to drop another trailer.
I did. Just like that? Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. Let them drop another trailer. I mean, off the first one that they dropped, I do got my, you know, my suspicions. It just look a lot sus. It
looks now, it's sus. It's the actual movie. It's just I don't like the trailer. And plus, Lawrence Fishburne's not in it. Shout out to my man. I can't remember his name. Who's
that? Gideon?
You know, did Candyman? He's a great actor.
Yeah, I think his name's like Gideon or some shit like that. Like, I know you're talking
about. It's just for the simple fact they didn't bring Morpheus back. Like, they didn't bring Lawrence Taylor back. Like, even if he is old, he don't have to literally fight. He's the one who taught Neo. He can be like a, you know what I mean?
But hey, man, the physical requirements.
He's at.
Serious, bro. That's all I got to say. Sometimes some dudes be like, you know what? I ain't even.
Or he could have turned it down.
That's it. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, because I'm pretty sure they went to everybody from almost the original cast except for the agent. So I'm pretty sure they asked them. And like you said, man, sometimes physically you just can't be doing shit. That nigga 70-something. He can't be everybody's dad forever. Feel me? But with that being said, like, once again, just like y'all said, I remember what y'all said. This, I'm going to address it right away. We need to wait to see more. Yes, I am excited to see it. I do want to address this whole nostalgia thing. Nostalgia. Is it nostalgia or nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
J or yeah?
J.
He just said. I feel like they are giving us too many of like cult six and shit like that. Like, I am ready for some new stuff. But with that being said, the way that they are, from what I see, are going with this, like, at least it ain't the same ass storyline, like, right away, just continuing on. We got to defeat the agents before the blah, 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 blah. Like, it seems from the pressure that it's going to be a little bit different. But let's see. You know what I'm saying? We're going to figure it out. You know?
It seems like their memories are lost.
I appreciate some of the nostalgia, but I just don't think that everything needs a remake. Like,
I got a lot.
You know, I just don't think that some things are good for their time. Like, because we still have access to the Matrix, you can still go back and watch these classic movies that, you know.
You know what I think they're redoing it?
It's not like you're losing anything. Like, it's
just
like.
You know what I think you're redoing it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because if you really go back and look at the Matrix, it was good for its time. But if I look at it and go back, I'm like, this shit was kind of corny. I'm not even going to lie to you.
But I mean, if you go, what are you going to do now? Because anything, and I'm not, I will say this, doesn't have the chance to set the bar high for a new movie to actually break it and be like, oh man, for a new movie, they actually did good. How many times do we go through these movies that, you know, we at least appreciated for what it was, and then they remake it or revamp it somehow, and it's just watered down or sexist or any of this new age shit that we dealing with that they got
to
put
on
a script?
Yeah, from the follow-ups do be kind of trash.
Like, you know, they gotta put in all this, like, you know, quote unquote culture that's going on now. Like, what's going on now got to fit a movie. Like, or it's not,
corny.
Like, or it's stuff, not with the times. Like, that's not what we write.
Yeah, some stuff don't age right. Like, I remember watching a few years ago, Anchorman 2. Like, during the original time when Anchorman came out in the early 2000s, a lot of those jokes probably would have slid. But, like, late 2000s when Anchorman 2 came out, it was a lot of them some shit is like, you probably can't say that now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it. Like, I get it. But at the same time, I don't understand how we as a people continue to let the narrative go that, oh, you can't say that. Oh, you can't say that. Like,
because
it's right there in our you supposed to have freedom of speech. Like, nobody fights for the main rights that we have. Like, these things are not like are always not hurtful. It's these weak
skinned it individuals that say that they can't have. So you can tell me that on film you can you can't say a few curse words or have like some real shit go on, but you can have somebody like Lil Nas X post a picture and some shit go viral, but you got somebody that say something about somebody racist and addressing racism or addressing real life problems and they getting their content banned or taken down or removed or it just wasn't there. Like that's not how things work. Like that's not okay.
People are continuing
to blow that off and just let that be okay. Like, I don't understand that part. Like, no. We don't like that. Don't police us, but also police us. Like, we can't handle that content.
It's 2021. That's why being gay is okay, but being racist ain't. That's just point blank.
Man, and it's like being straight isn't okay either. Like, you get more criticism for being straight. Like, it's a thing. Like,
No, that's a false narrative.
How is it not?
You need to be on social media, bro.
If you, and you need to see social media, just on social media, I would not say that it's just on social media. Is if you're not accepting of somebody wanting to be some type of something that they not or something that they should have not even wanted to be in the first place, you are.
Now that's what they're Now you're right,
man. Like
you're right, and that's what they're addressing. They're not upset or make it funny because you're straight. It's more so, and this is not you, this is whoever, like in general, a person who don't accept someone's ways. They're more so making fun of or looking at the fact that you're not accepting other people's ways. It is. And once again,
and that's what I mean. So how is that fair that I have to automatically accept somebody's sexuality?
That's
sexuality, which can fluctuate through a person, right? Like your sexuality, you can change. That's something you can control, to be honest. Like no matter how much you want to, it's internal, it's in my mind. No, your sexuality is something that you can absolutely control. That's how is that false though? Because if you can, you can literally
control the fact.
Okay, putting the heat on myself. Putting the heat on myself. If I literally continue to tell myself and open my mind enough to you know what? Let me journey down this path and let me try something.
Right.
As in. Let me the word bisexual. So I'm not gay, I'm bi. I still like women, but you know, I'm just trying this out. As a black man, I can't try to be Asian. I can't try to be white. I can't try to be Mexican. I'm not accepted. That's where it comes. That's where the line is drawn. We as a people, we don't get the chance to live our life the way we were born, the way we were designed to, where we have no choice but to be this way or talk like this or walk this way or be built this way. Other motherfuckers, they get the option to say, I should have been this way. I shouldn't have been that way. Oh, I'm this, why I identify with that. And you got to accept that. There's nothing that you can do to argue that to anything. You're going to get your head chewed off by trying to make it where like, hey, but don't we all have opinions? Can't we all? No, you're going to get hung on a damn cross, crucified for having a legit opinion.
Yeah,
it's somebody's opinion to be like, okay, being around gay people is not my preference. I don't like it. That's somebody's preference. That's somebody's whole life. Okay, so you never said you don't like them, you don't whatever. You just, it's not your cup of tea, you don't want to be in the same vicinity. That's it. You can't literally put words into somebody's mouth and say, whatever hell words they trying to use, eminence, like, fits on everything now. So, like, bruh, like, that's what I mean.
Perfect.
Like,
these labels. Perfect example. Perfect example. I got some gay homeboys.
I know that was a rant, but that shit just gets on my nerves that, again, like, as a black man, that we can't get the opportunity to try things. We don't get to have an open opinion. We don't get to, no, nigga, it is what it is. Be that. Like, we get the book closed on us. We don't get to be all these things. If you black and gay, nigga, you black and gay. You're not just gay. Like, you get what I mean? Like, oh, the black gay kid. Like, he can't just be the gay kid. He got to have all these additional titles. That's what I mean. Like, it's not.
Not lying.
It's not a fair situation, no matter what it is. Not lying.
Hey, Dave Chappelle said it the best on his stand-up when he did the Chinese joke. You know what I mean? He said that's how he feel on the inside. Why can't I talk like that? Mo just made the exact same point, bro. Like, I mean, I get it. I got some gay homeboys. Went to his birthday, kicked it. They asked me if I wanted to go to Charlie's. You know what I told them? Nah, I'm good.
I'm straight. Like, I kick it with you, I kick it with you. And then, you know, when you go to do what you do, we part ways. Shit. Like, I don't get, like, what's the issue with that? It's the whole, I need to be heard, I need to be seen. That's what it is. That's why a lot of people on the other side, that's why they don't like it. It's because that narrative is true. It's like the bully narrative. Like the bully, if you don't give him attention, he's not going to keep doing that shit. If you stop giving them attention, they got to stop crying for it. And they don't want to stop crying for the attention. So what happens? You get a bunch of people online crying. Oh, I'm picked on. Oh, I'm bullied for being gay. No, you're not. Let's tell the truth. You being bullied for being gay, for being extra and trying to bring clout to yourself. You're not doing it to humble you or just because this is your true feeling. You know that you're going to get some content, some like, some views, some type of following behind it. Like, you don't got to be gay and be seen. You don't got to be gay and be loud and heard. You don't got to be gay and be this image of, oh, I want to dress like a woman. I want to. You can be gay and be masculine.
Yeah. That's very true. But to the opposite
like,
side of that,
it's just a stereotype that motherfuckers want to live on.
There's always people that's going to live their life. That's one thing I know. And I work with a bunch of people that cross-dressed before. You wouldn't even know. Because, you know, when they're at work, that's not really the thing to talk about their personal life because they don't want to be judged. And that's just what it is, man. We live in a time where people judge a lot. So there are people on one end of the spectrum that want to keep stuff private because they don't want to be judged. And then there's people on the other end of the spectrum that want to put it out there. And it's like, yo, fuck your judgment. So it is what it is. We just
got to. AJ, I got a good topic for you real quick before we veer off to the next one. It just came to my mind. The whole Caitlyn Jenner talking about abortion. Now, before I cross this line, they were all for him, you know, doing what he was doing. Now, they have something to say because he's bringing up abortion. But y'all were just for him becoming a woman. Now he's addressing women issues. Y'all have a problem.
Yeah, that's just how it is, man. It's like when you're doing something favorable, they like you. When you're doing something not favorable, they don't, man. It's like the wind.
Me personally. You know? Niggas need to shut the fuck up on the abortion thing. That's not really there. You know what I mean? That's a woman's decision. That's a woman's decision, bro, because that baby's coming out of her body. I mean, if you want it and y'all both want it, y'all can have that conversation. If she doesn't want it, y'all still need to have that conversation. But at the end of the day, niggas shut up because it's her body.
Exactly.
And then I have my own strong beliefs about that shit too. I can go on and on, but like you said, that is something that we can literally not really go and debate because we are not a woman.
Facts. And I do want to say all of my women out there, and that leads me on to the next topic, to all my women out there and men, knowing all of this stuff, y'all got to stop condoms. I get it. Like, more people will be worried about actually babies before they're worried about catching HIV or AIDS and all types of shit, which is always crazy to me. Like, so I get it, y'all worried about fucking putting on the condom because y'all feel like, oh, I can take care of a kid, or oh, I want a mama and a baby daddy, blah 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 blah. But there's also more benefits to wearing condoms than. So just keep that in mind, y'all. Y'all know shit's going crazy. These laws is getting anti-women by the day, so you don't want to, you know. Or put somebody in a bad position, you know what I'm saying? So if you can, wrap it up. I mean, do what you got to do.
It's just better for you, baby. It's just better for you, all in the long run.
Feeling thought about, of course, you feel me? If it feels good, then do what you got to do. But, you know, got to understand, yo, there's repercussions or people.
That abortion is not birth control.
Exactly. Abortion is not birth control. And man, oh, man. Having kids with somebody is a forever thing. That ain't no like
it's you know, forever. People, you know, you can't like pull out of. You can't go abandon.
You can't your pull out
once you figure out. Out. No, I definitely said that wrong. You're definitely right. I would say when you in some type of sexual relationship or what it is, whatever it is, with a male and you not using protection, like he said, the first thing on your mind shouldn't just be a baby. Like that's like one of the worst things. Like, bruh, you could get a disease that you can't fucking get rid of.
Yeah,
because like, all that you say can't, what you like, look
that can kill you. All these like versus a baby that said, later so on can be your
bro. There's a lot of shit like, out here, bro.
Like again, you don't have to be with the man to raise the child. You don't have to. And I get there's tons of situations that women can go through to get pregnant and not want it and not, you know, definitely. But just for you to go out and have a couple fun weekends and then get a late text, that's you got to now sit down and take that responsibility, because that be the same women that will bash a man all the way to the grave and under and his whole family for this man not taking responsibility for his kid, regardless on how the baby mama treat him or act or treat their kid. We got to sit there and take on the responsibility of paying child support, being a good dad, being blah, 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 whatever it is that y'all, the title that y'all give us. But we can't have the opinion to tell you, hey, keep the kid or don't keep the kid. That's up to you. But you can also come back and tell us, hey, you know what? After 3 months of me telling you, you ain't shit, I don't need you, blah, 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 who, who, who. Hey, I'm serving you with these court papers so you can start paying your child support. That has to be forfeited, or something has to go with y'all.
Yeah, it has to be a line drawn.
Or there has to be a line drawn, because you can't go after somebody. Like, where's the statute of limitation? Like, what? Like, is it her just, like, what? Right, that's what I'm saying, which isn't fair. Because at the same time, this woman can tell somebody, I'm going to go get an abortion. I'm going to go get an abortion.
Yeah, we already talked about
PJ. I'm going to go get an abortion. And then they never do. And now you got a kid out here in the world because his mom said she was going to get an abortion. And then at the end of the day, she didn't.
Yeah, we can have like a whole other podcast on abortion.
Exactly, bro. Because
we went a little bit overboard on this one, fellas. So we're going to go ahead and
I would say that's a touchy subject.
But
it is a touchy subject that I don't want to even talk about, man.
Because it's not even for men to really talk about.
It's not really nothing for us to talk about, bro.
Podcast. Hold on, fellas. I got to put in my commercial real quick because we got to get paid. So with that being said, you get paid. Y'all know what I like to do when I get paid? I like to go get a haircut. And I don't just get any haircut. I make sure that I go to the best. I make sure I go to someone who knows how to take care of me properly. I know to go to someone who knows how I like my lineup. I know to go to someone who's going to make me look symmetrical. And that's the key. Because I know what? When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. And ain't nothing better than going to the Real Barbers of Arizona to get yourself taken care of for a haircut. So, if you listen to this right now, go ahead, put this map, put it in your iPhone, say this address, 4220 West Northern Ave, Suite 118 in Phoenix, Arizona. Take your ass over to Real Barbers of Arizona if you're a fella. If you're a lady and you listen to this, give your man a couple bucks, 30, 35 for tip, whatever the case may be, and tell him, go over to Real Barbers of Arizona. Trust me, you're going to love the way he come home. You might be mad because he come home with a crispy fade, think you got to keep it to yourself. It is what it is. Results may vary, fellas. Take your ass over to Real Barbers of Arizona. Get you a fade. Tell them J-La Soul, Mo Buckets, and Q. All right. With that being said, pay them bills. We talked about a lot today. I fucks with you, fellas. We going to get up out of here, y'all. We going to tune in maybe next week, maybe earlier. We going to see how this goes, you know what I'm saying, based on the setup. But we will get more into topics. You know, we might get back into the abortion shit, like you said, people, or what is
I'm going to leave that subject alone, my nigga.
Say, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But shout out to you, fellas, for keeping it real and stuff. And one thing I was saying in the podcast with something we talked about earlier is, look, the best way to keep yourself stress-free in this day and age is to remain unopinionated. Once again, you can't have an opinion about it, but there's three things you need to talk. Or before you say something, I need you to think to yourself, one, two, does this need to be said by me? And three, does this need to be said by me right now? And if the answer is yes to all three of those, then hey, go
let
for
it. Fly.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
If you come
let
up with go to one of the three, then you feel me? Just say that the time. You know what I mean? Just to keep yourself uncanceled in this day and age of cancellations. All right, y'all. We out. Shout out to Mo Buckets. Hey, Mo, where can I can find you? Actually, you know what? Mo hopped off of the internet. Y'all can't find him. He's off the grid. But my man,
yeah, I do. Yeah, I stay off the internet, man. That's just the best thing. You know, you pop in, read what you need, get out of there. That's how you. There you go. That's how you keep your mind right in this day and age, man.
That's cool. For all I do is watch porn. That's cool. For all I do is watch porn. Shout out. We gonna talk about that later.
You know.
All right, y'all. We out.
Peace. Go.